This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Cam. And up next, we're talking about the long simmering topic of unilateral conversion, specifically the government's decision not to reintroduce Clause 88A to amend the Law Reform Act to deal with the issue of unilateral conversion of minors. Now, the clause states that the religion of a child shall remain as the religion of the parties to the marriage prior to the conversion, and that it's only after turning 18 and with the consent of both parents can that child convert to Islam. So there have been kind of mixed reactions to this. Lawyers and non-Muslim religious groups have expressed some disappointment with the whole thing, saying there isn't enough clarity and certainty without the clause to account for future situations, future cases. On the other hand, Muslim groups have welcomed the government's decision.
Yes, and the Home Minister has basically kicked this one over to the courts. He's saying that the courts have decided previously, so it's a legal issue for the courts, and that we don't need the reinstating of Clause 88. But the thing is, we do. We need clarity on this one. It's a very sensitive issue. Lord knows it's an issue I don't want to be talking about, but it's a very sensitive issue, and it's going to happen more and more as we go along, as this country gets older, as we cross over these boundaries that we have had in the past, intermarriages, people choosing, electing religions or no religion for that matter. It's going to happen more and more. We need to have clarity on the issue.
Yes, and I thought the whole point of landmark cases and things of that nature is really to be able to establish these new benchmarks, right? To establish these new points of clarity to say, look, henceforth it shall be, you know? And instead, what's happening is henceforth we shall continue to discuss this on an individual basis every single time it happens, which it's mess. It feels like a waste of time, especially for the courts, because as you say, if there's going to be an uptick, if there's going to be an increase, then it's just going to be similar things, and it's going to be based on personal discretion is what it's going to come down to.
Yes, and also, and I read in one place that the law in question, it in the Malay version, it says ibu bapa, as in parent, mm-hmm. whereas in the English version is now translated to mother and father. So these are separate people as opposed to conjoined entity.
Yeah.
And so if we even have confusion there, then we need to have these things clarified.
So for this segment, we're going to be speaking to two people. First up, we have Indira Gandhi, who, of course, has been very heavily, very personally involved in this issue for a long time now. Indira, thank you so much for joining us. How do you feel about the government's decision not to amend the LRA to ban unilateral conversions?
Yeah, of course, it's a little bit of disappointment because before when they were the opposition, we were fighting for that clause of 88A. And even though it's no more relevant to my case, we have won the case at the federal court and my children are now grown up. I think it's a shame. I think that now since the Pakatan have taken over the government, I think they know more better, about 88A, that how important it is for people like me. I think that ministers should really reconsider it to bring it back.
You went through the legal battle for 10 long years before the court ruled that the unilateral conversion of your children was unlawful. Talk to us about the unique challenge that families have to go through when battling such cases?
Well, lucky me that my case was pro bono done by YB Kulasekaran. But I think not many lawyers are willing to take these cases such as unilateral conversion, and let alone the expenses of the cause for the court proceedings and the time. I think it is tough. It is tough. It's a lot of pressure and hardship that we have to go through. by bringing back 88, a lot of hassle can be resolved.
Indira, what would you say to other parents who are going through a similar situation in light of the government's decision not to amend the LRA?
No woman should go through what I've been through. I think 10 years long is a lot of hardship what we have seen from High Court to the Federal Court. It's not easy, losing jobs and all that. I think all this will be reconsidered by the relevant ministers to bring back 88A, that it can solve a lot of matters regarding to the unilateral conversion.
Indira, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Indira Gandhi, and we are talking about, of course, the government's decision not to amend the Law and Reform Marriage and Divorce Act in order to deal with this issue of unilateral conversion of minors. Now we have on the line Nizam Bashe, Sharia lawyer. Nizam, thanks for joining us. So when the decision was made regarding Indira Gandhi's case, it was hailed as a landmark case that rights groups hoped would influence amendments against unilateral conversion, but things obviously haven't panned out that way. Did the government's decision come as a surprise to you?
Not really. Religious matters, I think, always require some give and take. More so when the issue at stake is, you know, involves the spiritual upbringing of a child. There is a permanent impact on the child's life, and an issue like this always inflames passion. So I think the government acted the way it did, perhaps to try and deal with perhaps the sentiments of the public on this issue.
The law minister said back in December that there's no need to reintroduce the act that outlaws unilateral conversion because a precedent has been set with Indira Gandhi's case. What are your thoughts on that?
Indira's case is a precedent regarding unilateral conversion cases where the minor was not brought before the registrar of mualaf. So beyond that, I hesitate to affirm and endorse the Leonard Law Minister's position, who seems to think that it is all pervasive as he's minded to suggest. So I think it's a bit more narrow, certainly not as broad as the minister thinks.
And what does this decision mean for existing and future cases of unilateral conversions?
Well, the government's decision not to resuscitate Section 88A simply means that litigants or parties may still need to turn to the courts to resolve their differences. And the differences that I think that they need to work out in courts may be on two fronts. Firstly, as to the propriety of the unilateral conversion itself. Of course, if we go by the Federal Court judgment in Indira Gandhi, that may more or less be settled. But on the second front, so even if the conversion is said to be unlawful, whether it necessarily follows as a matter of course that the conversion certificates ought to be impugned or struck down, that may not necessarily follow as a matter of course, because the paramount consideration in matters like this is always the best interest of a child.
So how much influence do past cases like Indira Gandhi's have?
Well, I think it depends. My view is Indira Gandhi, the scope of Indira Gandhi is somewhat narrow. Certainly when the child in question was not brought before the Pandavta Mualla, I think it's a bit more clear-cut. The principles in Indira Gandhi's decision certainly applies in that instance. But when, for example, the rest or the formalities of the conversion process has been complied with, I don't think Indira Gandhi is the decision to apply. There is a previous decision also at the Federal Court where the Federal Court in the case of Subhashini, the Federal Court went the other way and was not inclined to essentially, strike down the conversion certificate. So you have in effect two decisions which seem to say different things.
So with this current decision, what can be done to uphold the welfare of the child?
Well, one way is to resolve the issues in court. The other alternative would be, I suppose, advocacy. Continue to debate the issue, and we may end up reconsidering the matter at some point in time.
The Home Minister has also explained that the government decided not to make the amendment as it goes against Article 12.4 of the Federal Constitution, which allows unilateral conversion of a child below 18 by the mother, father, or guardian. Now, other groups like the Malaysian Sharia Lawyers Association have said that the government's decision gives the courts the freedom to decide on the provisions of the law on a case-by-case basis. Now, what are your thoughts on these arguments?
I think we can still resolve the matter in court. But I think I would qualify it in this way. If the conversion process has been followed, the statutory requirements of the conversion process have been followed, I think in that instance, the courts are not necessarily bound by the principle or the ratio of Indira Gandhi. Indira's case was somewhat peculiar because in Indira's case, the children were not even brought before the Registrar of Mualaf. So if the facts are quite different compared to Indira's, I think we may end up in a slightly different place.
Ultimately then, is there still room to debate the government's stance on unilateral conversions?
Well, I don't know whether the government, you know, may opt to resuscitate Section 88A. But, you know, if the question is whether we can still debate the matter, even after the Home Minister has said that the government has no plans to reconsider Section 88A, you know, I still think we are free to talk about it. And I think if, you know, for example, there's a case that comes along with different facts, why not? I think we should always be free to explore the boundaries of thought, speech, and expression. Who knows? We may actually end up, you know, with a different conclusion.
Nizam, thank you so much for joining us. That was Sharia lawyer Nizam Bashir weighing in on the subject of unilateral conversions. If you've got any thoughts on the matter or about any of the things we've discussed today, actually, it's been quite wide-ranging. We've done ME63, we've talked about FELDA way back when. We've also been talking about unilateral conversions this hour, as well as the National Security Council Act. If you'd like to weigh in on,
God, we really have any covered.
When you revisit, right? Yeah. It's a buffet, guys. Yeah. Dig in, call us 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have some music. First up, Status Quo, Hold You Back, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.